Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. The ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one podcast. That's right. I'm claiming it. And that means it's true. So, you know,
well, Sacramento, we don't have much competition.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's also true. You're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And Mainframe USA Apparel.
Insane.
We got it all on
mainframe.
Our faces, yeah. Right now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
That is that's awesome.
That's true.
Oh, starting the show off strong, ladies and gentlemen.
Starting it off with another follower. Thank you. Today, of course, we have our regulars. Corey Vincent's here.
Hey, what's up, pizzas?
Still haven't shaved the beard yet.
No, I'm not going to shave the beard.
You might want
to
work on
I'm
that.
I'm not going to do it, but I don't even talk to me. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Okay, so then the real David Webb is here. What's happening?
What's going on, everybody?
No, that was an attention
it's too late.
Grab.
Aaron, it's already too late.
That was an attention grab. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
It's already
fuck
too
it.
Late.
Go ahead.
First time on the show for the Weekend Bang, I think, in a while. Actually, 1 week. Ivy Doomkitty's here, everybody.
Hey,
good Ivy.
Hey, guys. I'm back. I might be a regular after this on the weekends. I had fun last week, so.
That's good. That's a good thing. And brand new to Twitch, I'm going to say. You know, I'm not sure yet. She still has a little bit of more pull than we do, of course.
Are you speechless? That
wasn't
wasn't even a sentence,
this
bro.
This is the biggest guest we've had since, you know, our inception.
I think you're right.
Yeah. The one, the only, all the way from Tejas, Mia Khalifa, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Wow.
Wow, the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, the crowd goes, that's crazy.
You know, our studio audience is always dead silent.
Dead silent when I say
we
everybody
have Mia
else's
on
name,
the show.
And then
and
they just go crazy.
They just hype.
Holy shit.
That's some BS, that's what I say. I mean, we've been here for 4 years, guys. What the hell?
I don't know.
Thanks for the follow again. It's, I mean, people, geez, calm down. I forgot to introduce them as well. They're here week in, week out. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat.
What to do, chat?
Wow, they're making themselves known for sure in here with all the follows.
I may have to curb that.
Yeah, you might have to curb that just a little bit. Hey, so Mia, you are a Twitch streamer now. I watched a couple of your streams. You did some cooking.
Wait, Aaron, you didn't just watch. You've never subbed to anybody on Twitch before.
I've never subbed anybody. Yeah, it was the first time. I was watching her play NHL, and she was down 2. So I was like, maybe if I sub, it'll rally her back. And I subbed.
It did not work. I was benched immediately.
I
had an opposite effect.
It kind of did have an opposite effect. But she did say, thanks, YDAC 2000. And I was like, aw.
Made you feel special.
It made me feel a little
special. You Twitch clipped that.
I Twitch clipped it, yes.
Shared it in our group chat. Tweeted it.
Why are you marking out so hard?
Why am I what?
Yeah, why are you marking out so hard?
What is marking out?
You don't watch pro wrestling, so you don't understand.
I truly don't.
Oh
so,
God.
I mean.
Well,
only 4-year-olds watch it.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
Well, okay, marking out means you're fanboying.
Thanks, Bulk and Steve.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
I felt like you were going to miss that one, so I took care of it for
thank you.
Thank you.
She's a professional. Holy fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is what you call the Mia effect.
Yeah, this has to be the Mia effect. She twitched for like the very first time on your own channel 2 days ago. Is that right?
A few days ago. I think it was like 3 days ago.
And
it was on Wednesday.
Cooking
on
up a storm, right?
Yeah.
So is that that's the mode we're going with your channel here? Are we going to be cooking? What are we going to be seeing from your channel?
I'm going to be quite a Renaissance woman with my Twitch channel. I want to do a little bit of everything. Cooking, because cooking is my passion, and I do it on Instagram anyway. Like, I put it in my story, or I'll do an Instagram live, and I feel like Twitch is a better outlet for that rather than Instagram. I'm going to be trying video games. I really want to broaden my horizons with that. So if you have any to recommend, I'm very open. I'll be playing the ones I already play are World of Warcraft and NHL.
Oh, if you get on World of Warcraft again, you're
2K.
You might as well just throw your followers to a million each episode right there. Yeah, there's a lot of World of Warcraft fans out there, of
course.
Yes, there definitely
is.
Oh,
yeah.
Loads of them. There's a whole ton of them.
I have a comic book shop that I go to in Austin, too, and I want to start streaming Dungeons & Dragons games out of there. They said they would teach me.
Good.
They have a D&D night on Thursdays.
Good Lord, Mia.
Oh, crap.
You know what? I don't understand. Why are we doing our show anymore? Because how do we compete with D&D with Mia Khalifa?
Have you played Overwatch?
I'm looking up.
No, but I'm saving that for a dear, dear friend of mine who's been trying to get me to play for a while. So I'm going to let him teach me on stream how to play.
Wow.
Oh, crap.
Because he's a huge fan of it.
This is much watched television for us in the geek community. What's up with this Mia Khalifa geek renaissance, so to speak? Or has it always been there, or is this something like kind of...
It's always been there, and I've always been told that I should get into Twitch because this is never a side of me that I show, I guess, the internet. It's usually just me trash-talking athletes who aren't paying attention to it. But no, this is... I never really leave my house. I'm usually on my computer watching TV, watching movies, or playing video games with my friends.
Yeah, and I saw a little of that trash talk. Don't want to say we got a little beef, but I saw you post up something about a Hate Cowboys Day or something like that.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Not all of us.
Oh, you can okay. Speak for yourself. That's fine.
Yeah. No,
I want to specify myself.
Don't lump that together.
That's fine. You can lump yourself out. It's America's team all day.
I think Aaron, you and I are growing in age. We're the old guys.
I'm 60.
When we were in school, it was all about Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman and Deion Sanders.
Oh yeah, but mine goes for blood.
You know,
family.
America's team was almost the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they said no.
But Brandy said almost doesn't count. We already know that. So it don't even matter about them. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. We're talking about a championship team. We're taking it all the way next season.
From what year? From what decade?
Well, 90s?
Well, you know what?
The 90s. Those are a good run.
Exactly.
Sorry, the last time the Redskins won was the 90s. Is that are we the reigning champions?
Oh, because you guys took it back-to-back, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
You guys took that championship back-to-back, right? You won two in a row. That's what that was, right? In the
90s? 92
no.
and 93.
Oh.
Okay. Or 91 and 92.
But whatever. No. You know what? We're going to get right into it. Mia, you are new to Twitch, and we need to find out a little bit more, because you have a lot of geek friends in the community right now that are dying to figure out these deep, dying questions that we have for you here. We, of course, here do Inside the Gamers Geek Studio, where we have 10 questions that are set to make you think really, really hard and let the people know a little bit more about Mia Khalifa. Are you ready?
I'm ready to be inside the battle station.
For a minute, though, wait. Let's backstory. We gave Mia the questions earlier, and you were offended at our questions.
That is a little, yeah.
Well, I could not pick up on the sarcasm via DM. That's why. Now, with the tone and the music, I understand that
we're retarded.
Don't actually I'm dim, and those are the only questions I can answer.
Oh my god!
Wait a minute.
Was
this a defense mechanism, Mia? Let's dig into this. Let's pull out the shovels.
She knows nothing about the geek world. Let's ask her these.
No.
But here, to be honest, how much of that have you been getting since your first Twitch stream?
Dude, I've been on it for like less than 5 minutes. I expect people to think that, and they're not wrong. I don't know much about it, but I'm open to learning.
Yeah, that's
I feel like anything, the Twitch world can't get mad at me because I'm helping it. You have no idea how many people had never heard of Twitch or know what it is and joined and now are subscribed and following other channels playing games that they like because they didn't know Twitch existed.
Yeah, we
and
are.
A few friends who reached out to me and said that they're watching someone play Call of Duty right now and this is the best website ever.
Well, I think I was reading a message that when we announced it, someone said something to the effect of like, Mia Khalifa streaming with her clothes completely on getting way more viewers than most e-girls. Because you do not come off as an e-girl. And I'm sure you know what that term is. But there's like the girls who wear very little intentionally, who clearly don't know anything about the games, but they pretend to.
Oh, they know things. Yeah. They know things about the game.
But I don't get that vibe from you. You're just being completely honest, transparent, that, this is just for fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not here to step on anyone's toes or dethrone anyone. That's not my intention. I'm just here to have fun.
Well, you did take a lot of our fault.
It was like the first night you streamed. Yeah. It was like right on schedule.
And like everybody, our most diehard fans.
We can plan it better. I'm on Central Time. We don't have to be at the same time.
Our most hardcore fans.
It's totally great.
I had a late dinner anyway.
thing. It was actually hilarious because during the part of the segment last week, we're talking about like, oh crap, like the chat's going back and forth. You know, like, oh yeah, we're watching Mia. Okay, we're back here. Okay, we're watching Mia. Oh, we're back here. And I'm like, what's going on? And then, you know, it got brought up and everything. It was just hilarious, you know, just being able to see that there's, you know, fans that are watching like our stream, but they're also, you know, going back and forth and watching your stream. And I thought that was actually really cool. And that's something that, you know, it's really cool with Twitch. There is a lot of like, it's family oriented in terms of how fans are with everybody. You know, and it's definitely a community. So, you know, I'm down for it. You know, you stream whenever you want, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just gonna appreciate that.
Put our stream on mute and then watch hers. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. Minimize it and everything.
Watch our talk show on
exactly.
mute.
Exactly.
Yeah, that, yeah. That makes absolutely no sense.
That made a lot of sense
absolutely
to them.
No freaking sense. All right. Sorry.
All right.
Let's go.
So, all right. Are you ready? Because you said you've already read some of them. So you should be more ready than other past previous guests are. And
I am. Hold on. Let me pull up my notes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's notes.
Oh, my gosh. Professional. You know what? I might have to change up the 10 after this interview for the next guest then. I want it to be spontaneous. So here we go. All right, you ready? First one. What's your favorite?
Yes.
Geek or nerd word?
I would say proxy.
Ooh. Oh.
I just love what it means and the way it rolls off the tongue.
I'm a complete idiot and I don't know what it means.
It means to use something to get to something, like a proxy website, like to bypass restrictions or using like telling someone to tell someone else something. I guess that would be a liaison more than a proxy.
Wow, but these are a lot of big words.
It sounds a lot more
explain,
nerdy as proxy.
Explain like yeah. I'm five, please. These are
well, yeah, no. I just think proxy is a nerdy word because I associate it with a proxy website, like trying to get onto YouTube from the school library.
Yeah, I remember those days.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're right. I followed all the rules. I was a fucking cuck.
What is your favorite video game?
World of Warcraft. It's the one I've played the most.
Okay.
Holy shit. Like, how old were you when you first started playing WoW?
Freshman year of college.
And why?
So, like, 18.
You seem like you would have been cool. Like what?
Wow! Hold on.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Oh no! I was 160 pounds in high school. I'm 5'2".
What does that mean?
Yeah, because I mean, that for guys, yeah, we're like,
yeah,
okay,
we're like,
that's...
I'm like, damn, that's thick, girl. That's what I'm looking for.
No, I was not cool growing up.
Okay,
actually, I'm still not cool.
That's a fucking lie. But
a lot less.
I think 25,000 Twitch viewers are big enough for all that. But
yeah, that's what video game.
Whatever they want to believe.
What video game?
I just picked up poop off my floor that my dog left. I'm not that cool.
What video game do you hate?
I haven't come across one that I would say I hate, but one that really frustrates me and I can't play. And this isn't a video game, but it's Monopoly. I refuse to play it with anyone ever.
Why is that? Is because it never ends?
Because it's the worst. It's the fucking worst. I don't have the patience for it. People break the rules. No one ever follows them or listens to the banker. It's the worst. It's chaos. 100%
true. It kind of sounds to me like some people owe you money and they just
a
haven't
lot
paid.
Of people owe me
money. Yeah.
Monopoly money, and I will come after all of you one day.
I feel that. I definitely feel
singing
that.
Rihanna's "Bitch Better Have My Money."
Yeah, while you're playing Monopoly, that.
Oh yeah,
you know what?
Roll up with a little gun thimble and everything.
Yeah. So well, you have another idea to stream? I see for IRL is collect your Monopoly money from people. Next one, console or PC?
PC.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
PC Master Race.
I have very little hands, and I like how big they feel on my MacBook Air.
Wait a minute. PC gaming on a Mac?
That just took the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, that sure did, yeah.
PCs is PC. She's still on the right track.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Put it this way. She's closer than you plebs.
Yeah, whatever.
That's
okay. You can try to get that win any way you want, whatever. All right. Favorite cartoon.
Wait. Do you game on a PC or a Mac? Is that what you're saying?
PC, and like people, you could game on a Mac, but people are just idiots. And
yeah, you can.
There's a stigma that you can't.
I mean,
play.
It's a lot slower. It's not as fast, and it doesn't run it as well as a PC. But I like my max.
Yeah, and like it's perfect. Like that is a great answer. These guys play on consoles with little controllers.
Get off your knees.
Get off your knees.
They just want those mouses that have like 18 buttons on the side.
Do you have one yet?
No, I used to in college.
All right, we're going to hook it up. The VGB will hook it up. I will. Oh, nice. Fuck them. Actually, no. Corey will hook it up.
These guys,
coming from me.
Wow.
I would love one. The ones that glow like red or green.
Yep.
Anything, so cool.
Anything. I'm hooking that
like
up.
Like the one that Webb's using. Oh, there you go. Right there.
Like the pro gamer mouse?
Yeah, this we one? Got you.
Oh, yes. That one.
All right.
Yeah. That's, all right, we'll send that to you.
Next one. Are we going to be sending everything a part of these questions? Because that means that's going to start racking up
some
money.
So we got to send her a Monopoly game?
Yeah.
No!
All right, next question. Favorite cartoon?
Archer.
Ooh, very good.
That's a good answer.
Very good one. I had a coworker named Lana, and I yelled her name like Archer one time. She turned around and she screamed, "What?" like Lana did, and I was like, "I said Danger Zone," and she's like, "No, what do you want, Aaron?" And I was like, "Oh, she did not get it." I felt hurt.
That's amazing.
I felt really hurt because I thought she was with it. She's like, "What?
That's awful. What?
I said, Danger Zone. Damn it."
Right. I got to interview them at San Diego Comic-Con last year.
Really?
And they have the same chemistry as their characters.
Nice.
That's how it
comes off genuinely.
Then that's perfect.
Perfect.
There's nothing worse than like you when you watch something and they all fucking hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
Just like this show, me and Aaron fucking hate each other.
There's no hate in my body.
Well, we don't even associate beyond this show.
I just think everybody.
I can't stand him.
That's what that is. All right, now here's the deep questions here. This is actually going to be more revealing than any other question you've ever had in your life, guaranteed. If you can have any superpower, which one would it be?
The ability to grow really long fingernails whenever I want.
What? Meg Griffin?
Like,
dude, there's nothing worse than like chipping a nail and then forgetting it's chipped. And like I did it to my eye earlier because I chipped this nail. And now there's a huge scratch there. So I actually changed my answer to that when I was like, fuck, I wish I could grow these really long whenever I wanted.
I admire the practicality.
That's very practical.
But I'm keeping my superhero powers wishes very realistic.
How about maybe you add that they're made out of like steel or titanium or adamantium?
She's not looking to fight crime.
I'm a realist. I want to be able to do my taxes in under 2 hours. That's
my superpower. People pick flight. Invulnerability.
I want really long fingernails.
Yeah, long fingernails and quick taxes. That's what it is.
This episode was brought to you by TurboTax, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, that's definitely a new one.
Like you have superpowers.
Everyone's a superhero when you have TurboTax.
Wow. That sounds like a plug right
there. What was that, Mark?
Real.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Favorite comic book character?
Batman.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
That's
good.
Jeez. I have a Batman tattoo. My entire room is covered in Batman art.
Wait.
I'm very obsessed with Batman.
Batman tattoo.
We can be friends.
Yes, I have a Batman. Oh, yay!
Of the logo, or which version?
Oh no,
of the
Michael
logo?
Keaton. It's a giant Michael Keaton.
It's stolen Batman's, and it's over here. I'm not going to show it. I don't think Twitch will allow that.
Oh yeah, no. But which version of the logo is it? Are we talking like Batman Chris versus
Nolan.
Superman?
Chris Nolan. She's
okay. That's fucking.
She's got Val Kilmer
like the one
on, her, on the
like
back of her neck.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Val Kilmer.
Yes, Val Kilmer right on her shoulder.
And when she moves, he winks.
I'm curious, though, what is it about Batman that makes him your favorite?
Because he's also Bruce Wayne when he's not Batman. And Bruce Wayne is a badass.
And can do his taxes in the
jail. I don't really read many comics other than Batman comics. And I love his Robin Hood outlook on the way he approaches his superpowers, well, not superpowers, just human with Alfred.
A lot of money.
That's what a fuck ton of money can
very
get
cool.
you.
I just watched I read the last one. Small spoiler, there's a marriage proposal in it, and I was really excited about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Small facts.
Good hit.
Small
good
facts. The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. Where are we at? If you could live in any video game world.
So, what's up? Bruce can do his taxes in 20 minutes. It's because he's got a room of accountants doing it for him.
Yeah, he never has to do his own stuff. any video game world you can live in, which one would it be?
Okay, so I'm usually all about the Horde, but I would live in the Alliance's world because it just, I went to visit once and made like a throwaway character so I can see what it looks like. And it's fucking beautiful, y'all. It's gorgeous, but it's so much more fun to play in the Horde.
So typically you're Alliance, but you dabbled on the dark side with the Horde?
No. Typically I'm a Horde, but I once made it to the Alliance. Like they're basically their Orgrimmar. I don't know what it's called, but I just remember Stormwind? A lot of light and beautiful people.
I think it's Stormwind.
It looks safe. Orgrimmar looks like there's trench foot on every corner.
So a closet Alliance member. I understand.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're gonna get some backlash from this. What is your superhero name?
Actually, that one kind of stumped me.
Uh oh.
Super Mia.
Super Mia. Okay.
Yeah.
Except the ability to grow her nails long and do
her taxes in 2 hours.
All right, Super Mia. All right, and for the final one.
Super Mia powered by TurboTax.
Because you got to make sure you get paid as a superhero.
First superhero that has, like, endorsements.
He's fucking joking around right now, but I
my
bet
my cape
you.
Is like a NASCAR.
I bet you by, like, tomorrow afternoon
she's going to have DMs from TurboTax.
DMs from TurboTax being like, all right, Mia, what do we got to do?
Y'all, I'll take them. I need help.
And then the last one, of course, if Mario really existed, what would you ask him?
My toilet's supposed to make that sound?
Job question for Mario. I don't think he's ever actually even fixed
it. No, but really, can someone help me? It's been sounding like that for like 3 hours.
that's true. No one actually really takes time to remember that he was a plumber at the end of the day.
Yeah, apparently still is a plumber. Yeah.
All right. Those coins like he's been collecting, what has he been doing? He can't retire yet?
I don't know. I mean, you got to keep saving what's your name. Well, Mia, you did it. You knocked down all 10 questions like a pro. I think, actually, she's one of the first and only to actually get every single last one of them. A lot of people be like, I'll come back to that one, and then they never do. Yeah.
This is true.
They're very tough questions.
Wow.
Thank you.
This is a confidence booster. Thank you, guys.
Well, that's perfect, because that means you can go out into the Twitch world, and you'll be definitely ready for anything that they throw at you, because they're going to be throwing a lot of stuff at you.
Trust me, it can't be worse than ISIS.
Oh,
you had death threats from ISIS. Twitch doesn't scare you.
You know what? That's
true.
Yeah, because when I thought about that, I'm like,
wait, that's reality. You got death threats from ISIS.
Oh yeah, it was all over CNN. I got threatened to be beheaded, and I had basically the entire Middle East picketing outside my door, like proverbially picketing outside my door.
Why? I assume they weren't fans of your work. Is that what that spawns from?
No, they were big fans, Corey. That's what they came to cheer her on.
They just really wanted a selfie.
Yeah. So could you sign this, Mia? Could you sign this, please?
Holy shit. Well, then you're perfectly capable of handling Twitch.
Yeah. Like this is lightweight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Twitch is nothing.
Yeah.
I've had angry sports Twitter after me. I've had angry Middle East Twitter after me. I've had angry Middle East after me.
Angry Little East
Sports. I think I'll be fine on Twitch.
Yeah, okay.
Especially with mods. Mods really save lives.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing the Lord.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Do you remember a
point? Shout out to any mods who are in here.
Yeah, we got some mods.
We have like.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Five or six of them. That are endorsed by really wrong.
Fingernails.
Was there a time for you where it was difficult dealing with all that kind of negative attention? Because I'll be honest, like in the early days of this show, we did like one episode that was somewhat controversial, and we had like 10 people. It was a small amount of number talking a lot of shit, and like I felt bad.
I
was like crying. I was like, Aaron, we gotta cancel the show.
You had 10 people. I had 50 people.
Yeah, more people were mad at you, but still. And I was like, Aaron, how do you cope with this shit?
What? Did you guys defend Jameis Winston for raping
Paul? No.
Jesus, no.
Good Lord.
That was me. That was me. I forgot.
That was you. Yeah, no.
Mia, we're already on a watch list already from
you are because I'm in here.
No, even before. We've been talking about some crazy stuff on the show before. We had a whole NSA, whatever. We're not going to.
I've gotten better, though.
I just smooth things over.
Exactly.
The point is, I want to say, though, I've gotten better at it, but, like, the level of heat you must have gotten. Was there a point in time where you were kind of similar, or do you recall when like the skin got super thick and you've been able to push past that?
I think I've always had thick skin. I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland, which the entire population is basically 4'11", 90 pounds, and white and Jewish. Ooh. And I was overweight and Middle Eastern. So I've had pretty thick skin since I was a kid. I don't remember once. Actually, the only time that I really felt hurt by things being said about me on the internet was when I think I was the number 4 trending thing on Twitter worldwide, and it was a rumor that I had AIDS being spread by the same website who reported that I had been killed in a car accident last July.
Good Lord.
So it was one of those. Yeah, it was awful.
So Cordy, what are you doing when you get that type of Twitter hate?
I said, does this mean that I can finally play with Alex Ovechkin as part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Jeez. That's how you handle it.
Got balls bigger than any dude I've ever met. Like, and the ability to take that fucking kind of heat is pretty damn ridiculous and keep trucking forward.
Thank you.
I need to get that kind of thickness of the skin.
What
tips do you have?
Live in a hood.
I mean, I'm white and I have hair. I mean, this is established.
Piss off ISIS.
There you go.
So not much can stop me, but still for some reason.
As long as you know who you really are at the end of the day, nothing will really bother you. Like, people would call me a whore and just a laundry list of derogatory terms that really didn't bother me because I knew when I did porn, my intention wasn't to be famous for doing that. I was a kid and I made a mistake and it was publicized to the world, unfortunately. And I've been trying to put it behind me since. So as long as you know who you are at the end of the day,
yeah.
I don't think that's anyone true. On the internet can hurt you.
There it is. That's absolutely sound advice.
That might be the most profound fucking thing we've ever had.
Literally
on the
been
show.
Saying that for 4 years on this show.
I don't
when
that.
Mia comes
when
in
you fucking
and then,
say it, it makes no sense. What have you
Sarah.
Done?
Yeah.
You've done nothing.
Okay.
Nobody knows
I've taken
who you are.
All the
in that case, Mac gaming is better than PC gaming. I said it.
There been. You go.
Oh, man.
Well, she could say
you thought
it.
ISIS
oh,
was bad.
I offended your ancestry. I saw your face change when I said that.
Yes.
Your bloodline was offended when I said
yes.
that.
Yes.
It's true. I come from a long line of
PC gamers. Is that what it is?
Yeah, PC gamers.
So Bill Gates is my third cousin. And yeah, I have so much stock in PC right now.
No, Aaron, the reason why when she says it, it means something, because you're still playing second fiddle to the real Aaron Carter. Who's
that slack-jawed loser wishes he could
a back
step on my door.
Wait,
I'm gonna DM the real Aaron Carter and be like, you are not the real Aaron Carter.
Please do.
Are you you're on DMing level with...
Wait, you can DM Aaron Carter, the real one?
First of all, Mia Khalifa is the DM master, so we'll just establish that.
That's true. Oh,
and if that happens, literally.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
No, she's doing it right now, dude.
No way.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Lovely. Thank you so... You know what? Another one. Thank you so much for that.
This is the loudest our audience has been.
It sure is.
All right, DJ Khaled.
I think I might have to Twitch clip that out.
Another
and,
one.
Yeah, hands down. I get that so much.
What are we expecting? Like,
well, I will say this, based off of what you said earlier about, you know, just knowing who you are at the end of the day, you know, who you really are and things like that. I can absolutely respect that because on my end with my platform, I'm always advocating for like body acceptance and body positivity. So that the fact that you said that and that you mentioned that, like, I absolutely am for that. I'm 110%.
Thank you. I appreciate a woman's support.
Web,
that really means a lot. Thank you.
No rebuttal, Web?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I mean, how can I compare that support from Ivy?
I'm just saying, yeah. Ivy supports very well.
Such a badass name, too, Ivy.
Ivy, thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank
are you.
Oh,
planning
it's my
on,
nickname. It's Ivy Doom Cutie.
Oh.
Me, are you planning on getting any different name for your Twitch handle, or are you going straight with just what you got already?
Maybe you guys can help me with that. I really don't know. My friend Jeff, like I said, he's the one who does Chat Gaming, and he knows all about Twitch. He really introduced me to this. He thinks that I should just leave it at Mia Khalifa, but should I have a name for it?
I mean, what was your moniker for World of Warcraft?
I feel like, don't you just have to have like a Twitch channel name, and then you title each video something different?
Have we done
stream something different?
Kind of.
Yeah, because I mean, we titled each stream differently.
Yeah,
as well.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's so, kind of
because cooking with Mia really wouldn't apply if I was just playing video games.
That's true. That's true. So you can just keep the name Mia Khalifa, and then each episode change something.
Aaron brought up a good point though. Like, what is your like geeky in-game persona? Because I'm assuming you weren't running around the caverns of World of Warcraft as Mia Khalifa. You had to be something like
no,
Mia the Butcher or something cool.
Mia the Butcher.
What was your like?
I made up really weird names for all my characters, and it usually pertained to one of my dogs in the title or in the name for it.
All right, I could dig that.
That's
I never named one after me, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you can't find her, people, on World of Warcraft.
No.
Stop looking right now. It's not gonna happen.
They just crashed the WoW servers.
I might make it public and be like, "Yo, meet me here," like when I stream. I don't know how that works though.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. When I was watching your stream, you hinted, and I don't know if you were serious about this, about doing a 24-hour stream. You were joking about it with Jeff.
Jeff was joking because Jeff would have to be here to set it all up, and he doesn't want to do that. I want to do it.
I was about to say, because we've done a 24-hour stream ourselves, and
I should come in and like take over an hour next time you do it then.
Bet.
Would you do that for us?
Don't you play with our emotions here, Mia.
She's fucking with us.
Yeah, like that.
No, I'll totally do that.
Oh, well, there it is, everybody. You've heard it right here. 24-hour stream.
Starring Mia Khalifa.
We're going to watch...
Get that on the books.
Wait, what movie would you say you were going to watch?
Oh, no. I'm always down at any opportunity to rewatch Battlestar Galactica. So I was like, 24-hour stream. I can get like a season and a half done.
Have any of us seen Battlestar Galactica? I've never seen that.
I've never watched it. I'm like halfway through the series.
Wait, the old version or the new version?
The new version. I haven't seen the old version.
Okay. You like my sweatshirt?
That's dope. That's awesome.
What are we missing?
Instead of fuck, they say frack
because it was on public television.
Ah.
So it's like, what the frack?
It was a way of getting away with saying certain words.
Did you just say your people?
Frackers.
That's why you hear people saying.
It's kind of like with Firefly, they would always cuss in Chinese instead.
Yeah.
You could get away with it.
Or if you've seen The 100.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they do in The 100? Did they?
What did they do in The 100?
It was kind of like, I think it was something like frack.
Yeah.
But it really sounded like they took it from Battlestar Galactica and everyone was like,
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Is that like akin to saying barnacles and SpongeBob?
Yes. If that helps you. Yeah.
Break it down to your level here.
I'm very, that's remedial for me.
Eli
sorry.
5, okay.
Any action from the real Aaron Carter?
apparently he's hospitalized. I tried searching for him.
Oh, damn it.
Jeez, thoughts and prayers, everybody.
Yeah.
You see what you do,
no,
Aaron?
Let's not
hey.
You call him a slackjaw, and he's hospitalized.
It's called Highlander. There can only be one.
That's
he,
rude.
He should have known what turf he was stepping on when he named himself that.
That's unfortunate. Well... hopefully he gets better because my plan with this podcast is to eventually replace this one with that one.
He wishes.
You would never know the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. A black guy and a white guy.
I don't see the world that way.
Yeah, we don't see the world through color.
Walk into a podcast.
There you go. That is the start of
Mia,
it.
Mia, I think, if I recall, the DMs, you hit our DMs first. Did you check out what we said in the last podcast? Did we offend you? Of course I did.
And I was like, you know what?
Fuck these guys.
I actually did this to someone else too. This little 17-year-old punk ass kid made a video and put it on YouTube, like berating me for getting so many followers my first day. So I followed him and I DM'd him and he made an apology video today.
What? Good Lord.
He made a follow up video that was like, all right, I stand corrected. Mia Khalifa is not the sign of the death for Twitch. She is actually just here to do her thing, and I apologize for all the things I said in my previous video. It was hilarious. I loved it.
He punked out.
Oh, no, I think he just...
No, he didn't punk out. He did not punk out. I even told him I'll play Call of Duty with him on my stream.
Oh,
well, wow, you made his day.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna make this little kid my best friend. Like, he's gonna be invited to my wedding one day.
What? So what? Were you offended by something we said? Or did you listen to the whole episode, too?
No.
I was gonna say. Say.
She's like, no. I didn't listen to it. No.
I narcissistically fast forwarded to when you started talking about me.
Aaron does the same thing.
Oh, no, yeah.
He fast forwards to his voice.
That's exactly what I do
out.
At every episode.
Did we come off as offensive or anything? Because I don't think.
I feel like you came off condescending, not offensive.
Which one of us?
Like your tone.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell now.
Okay.
But someone was like, all right, we'll see. We all know why they're there. Like, we'll see how she really does on Twitch. Let's give her a chance. Voice got really high pitched, and that's when I was like, all right, I gotta go set this up.
That had to be. Yeah, that had to be.
Who does that?
Jesus. Yeah, that was probably you.
Yep. Yeah. No, I can say of everybody here, I mean, I had no idea who you were, honestly. I mean, I think I may have heard your name on the radio once. But, you know, I had to do a lot of research to figure it out. So it must have been one of these other guys.
I don't have the Cricket app built up, so you can, yeah.
It's okay. I'll punch Corey next to my
there you
in
go.
The face.
There was a lot of, I mean, I'm also not trying to be on Twitch like, hey, I'm a great gamer, you guys. Like, yeah, I'm a nerd. I'm really just there to broaden my horizons. Like I already have a pretty big platform on Instagram and Twitter, and I feel like Twitch is a place that I can actually hang out on a daily. People seem really cool on it. I've always enjoyed seeing Jeff and the Chive streams.
Yeah,
it's
like a family. People log in and like you see the chat and they're like, oh hey, what's up? You're back.
Yeah, I mean, that's
how
we
kind of
got
into it. There's so many different channels that you can go on, too. Like, you did the food thing. There's, you know, which is, like, I think there's a food channel. There's an in real life. There's, you know, it's Twitch streaming. Or there's gaming. There's podcasting. You can really take Twitch in any direction that you want. There's even Twitch Creative if you want to craft, you know, and make things. You know, there's a platform for that, you know. So it's diverse in anything that you want to do, which I think is awesome. And the fact that you mentioned that, you know, you're open to learning, you want to try all these different things, you want to, you know, learn, you know, D&D and all that stuff. I think that's awesome, you know, because you never know you're going to get into something and love it until you actually try it. And if anything, you can say, you know what, that was awesome, I loved it, I'm going to keep doing it. Or, you know what, it wasn't for me, let's move on to the next project or the next thing.
Exactly. That's my exact mindset. And to be honest, I really don't think that I'm the death of Twitch. There's people on there eating bread for 4 hours straight. I don't think it's going to be me that kills the integrity of Twitch.
You know, if anybody said that, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had Jerry eating food on
the stream one time.
We got more followers.
We did that during the 24-hour stream. We switched it from
I saw a girl, like, trying to mold her face into a stack of bread on Twitch.
Oh, God.
Can I get the link to that?
Yeah, actually.
That's interesting. How dare you?
You Cowboys fans.
I'm just, first of all, don't you dare, you Cowboys fans.
Yeah, you've never touched a sport in your life.
I don't know nothing about
it. I played foosball.
That's not a sport.
Yeah. Well, you have definitely a bright future in Twitch.
I think you need to hit those geek conventions with Ivy a few times next time there's a Wizard World in Texas.
That'd be awesome, Ivy. Yeah,
there's
you're in Texas,
so many.
You got a home-cooked meal, too, when you come over.
Wow.
Yes. From one foodie to another, yes, I will bring the cupcakes. But yeah, no, seriously, there's a ton of cons in Texas. So I'll shoot you a message after and give you a list of different shows if you want to check them out.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks.
They're so much fun.
Have you thought about dabbling into cosplay? Are you familiar with cosplay culture and all that stuff yet?
Yeah, I am. I don't know if it would. I was Consuela from Family Guy.
Awesome.
At, like, this little Comic-Con in El Paso in college.
That's awesome.
Cosplay is really cool, but I think I would cosplay as like a Scarecrow or something like that.
So you said you did Consuela. I did
like
Meg.
It, but I'm a little shocked. Did you? Oh my God, that's awesome.
That's great.
I carried Lemon Pledge around and everything.
Wow. You've already got the spirit of the cosplay correct. I mean, that's so
that's
I think
great.
We need to set this up. That would be huge.
Hey.
Somebody's upset.
Damn.
I hear dogs barking in the hallway. I don't want them going crazy. It'll kill the mic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you have a setup, too? Because I haven't seen, like, an actual mic just yet on your stream. Are you planning on upgrading the studio?
It looked a little phallic. I didn't want it in the shot.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
She's rocking that razor.
Boy. Jeff brought it over. This is borrowed.
Oh, yeah.
I told him I was doing this, and he's like, and what are you using? I was like, my laptop. He's like, oh, my God, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Is it giving you, like, the basic setups? I mean, like, there's like, a whole bunch of course information online.
He needs these for work, so I can't keep them.
Oh.
Aaron, you were really into that Chive website for quite a while.
What do you mean, quite a while? I still am.
You really are?
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant...
Do you have, like, the Chiver, like, bumper stickers and all that stuff, too?
No. I was going to get a shirt, you know, the Keep Calm. Actually, that's what it even says on my phone right now. It has Keep Calm on there from, and I got that from the Chive. And they probably got it from someplace else, but I don't know. But, yeah, I like the Chive website. They're very entertaining. I just didn't know that they did streams and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, they have the Chive Gaming charity stream. They do it every Tuesday night.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, for the people, because haven't even plugged you yet, Mia, let everybody know where they can find your stuff. Do you have a schedule yet either?
That's one thing that, no. it might be very sporadic for the first month or so.
Yeah, you still can get
but
the
yeah,
wheels.
You can find me on Twitter, Mia Khalifa, Twitch, Mia Khalifa, and Instagram, not the fake Mia Khalifa, and Snapchat, the DC Sports Girl.
Nice.
How do you feel after talking to us? Did we vindicate ourselves? Or are we, you know, basement trolls like we probably came off in the podcast?
You guys, not me.
Well, we know okay. you.
Just say, let's call a spade a spade. Corey, okay. Not us.
All right, Corey.
There you go.
Oh, there was a girl on it, too. It wasn't you, Ivy?
I was on it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a girl's voice on there, too. No, you guys definitely won me over.
Yes.
I hope you invite me back on the show.
Oh, wait, what? Damn. Open invitation.
Yeah. Like,
just shoot us a DM. Maybe. Like, yo, I want to be on the show.
Okay.
I want to be part of those Overwatch streams, too, actually, now that we're thrown in there. If you need a professional player, I could hook it up.
Oh, God, Corey.
Yeah, that's...
Well, no, not me. Not me. I know many professional players.
That do are, you?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to be honest. Once we announce this show... Every single fucking one of them in our organization were in my DMs like, hey, how the fuck did you pull this off? You know, did you need a coach? All this kind of stuff. So if
anyone slides in your DMs asking if I need a mic or a camera, shoot in my way. I like this thing. It makes it power.
I think when you lifted the mic, it like cut out on us for a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So if you want to say it again, that'd be, it could work.
Oh, I said, I like this thing. When I hold it, it gives me power.
We actually set up Ivy Studio, too, so that microphone that's even more phallic than yours that you see.
Oh, let me see it. Is it going to, like, come down from the ceiling?
No.
It's bad.
I was really trying to get her, like, a windscreen that slides over the top of it that really accentuates the tip. But it really helps the sound quality. But she actually says no to better sound quality because it looks too much like a penis.
Yeah.
For all this talk of thick skin and how people are idiots, and then I'm like, hey, you know.
I can see when I'm being set up for a joke from a mile away. So the video game bang was.
Yeah, I can see how that. Yeah, I can see how that would be a little, you know, like, oh yeah, this walk into this trap. Why don't you? But no, we've had this for 5 years plus. So I mean,
and you came at us strong. You said if there was any leather couches, you were out of this interview. Which
that was hilarious.
That was fucking hilarious. So
she's a DM master. She is.
She's a comedian. She's a Twitch streamer. Follower on Twitter, Instagram, all that good shit.
Exactly.
I'm a fan. I might have to throw a couple shillings. Her way
you gotta subscribe, sir.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
Well, I want to hear my name. I want to have my name read like yours. I got jealous. So.
Oh, well, I mean, we all can't be.
Oh,
Carver,
Mia, what's your Twitch handle?
Twitch.tv/Mia Khalifa.
TV/Mia Khalifa.
Follow
okay,
today.
I'm just
everybody.
Getting it on Twitch chat for you guys.
Sub today, everybody. Yeah, you got it in the chat room. I know
send me everyone's information in that Skype message, please.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We don't want to hold her up because she is a very busy woman, everybody. So thank you again, Mia, for coming on the show.
I'm just really tired. I'm old, y'all.
That's quite all right.
See, you were on the
I'm not that important. I have to be up at 6 a.m. to go running, not to do anything important.
Well, you did Aaron's show, the weekend show. You have to come back on a Wednesday where I'm running the show. We'll make it a lot more.
You know what I should do? I should stream on Wednesday, and then as soon as I get off, do yours and push everyone there.
Oh, my
God.
There
you go.
That's
I don't know if I have enough money to pay you to do that. Because... that'd be the nicest thing.
That's a good opportunity for the Patreon to be plugged.
No, like that would be the nicest thing anyone has ever
done. That'd be amazing.
You being on the show is already one of the nicest things.
Yeah, you got to come back. There's a lot of segments we didn't even get to go through.
And if you need like little minions, online minions, not white knights, because those guys are fucking weirdos too. But like if you need like if you need legit people to like help you clown people on social media or give you some I don't know.
Digital bodyguards.
Positive reinforcement. Digital bodyguards.
There you go.
What? We got you.
I'd love that.
Digital bodyguards.
Yeah. Let's do this shit. Let's fucking go.
That sounds awesome.
All right. Thanks, Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
Thank you.
Wait. How do I exit out of here?
There should be a red button on the Skype.
This is my first time using Skype since 2004, by the way.
I had to
create this account.
Oh, man.
Wait, do you have a Discord?
Yes, I do. I'm getting it set up.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Good plan. I found it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so I'm gonna click it now.
All right.
Okay.
Later.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
And there you have it, everybody. Mia Khalifa.
Mia fucking Khalifa.
She's a stand-up girl. She came right on the show like after talking to us for like what, a day or so?
Yeah. And she approached us like she I think she felt like I was a dickhead and put me in my place. Well, okay, to be fair, I am. But I re-listened to it and I didn't say anything I was ashamed of.
No, I don't think we said anything wrong.
Oh God, guys, please make my face smaller. Oh,
okay, hold on.
Well, you know, like,
holy crap.
What are you talking about? Perfect size.
Looks normal.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Jeez. Stream just caught up.
Okay, Ivy. Hold on. Let me try to fix it.
That's a perfect size for your face. What are you talking about?
Man.
How do I fix it?
Man.
Oh, I made her go away.
We got to get her, definitely back on the show again.
She was really cool.
And we got to do the 24-hour stream. I'm going to hold her to it. And then I need a definite update on Aaron Carter. I mean, I understand when he gets out of that coma, I need to figure out...
I want so much...
If he looked at that DM...
To have him be on the show.
Please.
And we have a debate on who the real Aaron Carter is.
It's already solved. Like,
it's solved, I want the debate to happen.
I'm here. You say debate as if there's going to be another opponent besides me, sir. How dare you?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
She's gone.
I know.
I have no cam now.
Uh-oh.
I'm working on it.
So, sorry, Chet, that we didn't really get to you. Of course, we had to spend... We didn't have too much time with Mia, so we had to, focus all our attention right on her. Thank you for coming out. I mean, you guys have definitely showed your love as soon as we tweet. I think it was one of our biggest tweets to date, right?
Yeah.
Like 500-something likes and stuff like that.
It had like a reach of like 144,000 people saw it.
Ridiculous.
Like, it's insane. You guys stepped up in a big way.
How was the chat? Was it too toxic?
No.
I haven't even looked at chat.
Chat was pretty good. Mm-hmm. All of our mods were amazing. So freaking mods that are on chat, you guys are badasses. Like, no joke.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for, like, holding that room down. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, take off slow mode off of chat as well.
Also, I want to give a special, special shout out to Nizmonic, right?
Nizmonic.
Nizmonic
is brilliant.
The man who actually made the first contact and said, hey, Mia, you should probably check out these guys. And without Nizmonic, I don't think any of this would have been possible, everybody. So special shout out to Nizmonic. I don't know what more we can do before for that guy, but he's definitely a stand up in my book right now.
Well, if you guys have actually paid attention to some of our chat people, Nizmonic's been my boy for the longest.
And so, he's lost so many points over the years. I understand.
No, he's incredibly smart.
This one brings him back at least a notch one.
He's pretty pissed at you, Corey.
Why?
Because he really wanted Mia to hear the Brain Bang.
Well, it's not my show.
Yeah.
It's Aaron's show.
And I've already talked to him in Twitter.
Plus, we have that for Wednesday, so no worries.
Yeah. How do I turn off slow mode?
It's off. Oh, okay. Should be off.
Okay. Yeah.
If not, mods, you guys could take care of that.
She'll come back and do the double. So, I mean, let's Like, pretty amazing. Like, who's next now? Who we go after next? You know what? The chat room, first of all, if they are literally the...
Well, before... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was like, if they are the bridge, if you guys are the bridge for us to reach out and to talk to all these, you know, different celebrities and stuff like that, it's like, who do you want to see now? Who do we reach out to?
Oh, we're turning the table.
The sky's the limits, basically.
Well, if we had Mia Khalifa, we'd get anybody.
Barack Obama? Let's set him up right
now.
He's
not doing anything.
He literally isn't doing anything. He's vacationing. Yeah. He can come on the show. Actually, we want him in studio, first of all. That's what that is.
I don't know if I want Barack.
Well, I was just going to say, before we move on to anything, I just wanted to finish up. Like, she was awesome. She was really awesome on the show. I think that she's going to kill it on Twitch, you know, with the different things that she wants to do. I think she's going to be really diverse and hit a lot of, you know, just a plethora of things that people are interested in, you know, be the gaming stuff, the cooking stuff, you know, even freaking D&D, you know, all of these different things that she's interested in, I think it's going to do really well on Twitch for her. So yeah, I'm hitting that sub button for sure.
The D&D is going to be interesting too. I always like seeing new streams for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got
to... I've never played D&D, so I'm very interested to see, because I
think you
got to
get into
know.
It. Yeah.
I don't
Let's
know.
Do this.
We need to get back into it. Yeah, we haven't played it in months.
Well, it's different schedules, different things.
Yeah.
And then you guys left all the DMing up to me, and that means I had to write stories after story and then getting everybody together. So it's like...
They have books.
Who? I would
That's
never...
That's so dumb.
That's dumb. All
right.
Yeah. I have my own brain.
Yeah, play in the imagination.
I'm curious to see what happens when she plays Overwatch. I think she's going to get addicted, and I'm curious to see who she's going to main. I think that'll be fun.
Hanzo.
D.Va.
Yeah.
I'm going D.Va.
You think it'll be D.Va?
I think it'll be D.Va. Yeah. I mean, only problem, small problem with her is the hate on the Cowboys, but...
I think you know. Reinhardt. I think she's going to main Reinhardt.
Well, then, no. No, I don't think so. It requires a certain amount of
patience. No, Reinhardt.
It, to be a Reinhardt main, it takes a certain...
Ooh, or a Reaper. Quoi. Yeah, Reaper's freaking badass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what... it's like, how do we top that for tonight, huh?
I don't know if we can. Maybe a round of Jeopardy?
We can.
Let's
if you guys are ready.
It. I want to do it.
All right,
Let's
then.
Let's do this fucking shit.
I guess we're going to do a little Jeopardy, everybody. We couldn't get the real music because we had a license.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Trebek wanted a shit ton of money.
He literally was on my tail in the DMs like, if you play that tonight, Aaron, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah.
And I do not want that funk.
He's not going to come to the hood.
Trust me. He's from the hood, first of all. The hoods of Canada. They're very dangerous
the deep
up
north.
There.
He said, what is bust a cap in your ass?
Exactly. Exactly. He has no fear. You know, up in Canada, they can get free health care. He said, I will shoot you, send you to the hospital, wait till you get better, then do it one more time. Because I'm Alex Trebek. And then he dropped the N-bomb on me. And I was like, I can't say anything to him after that.
All right, Mr. Trebek.
Yeah. So, of course, you know the rules, everybody, to Jeopardy. There are four categories. We have some actually pretty good categories for this episode here. Ivy, this is the first time you ever played Jeopardy with us, isn't it?
Yeah, I have not played it before.
Well, that's good.
The first.
All right, a lot of firsts tonight. This is good. So let me explain the rules to you then, Ivy. So it's easy. I'll give you a category. You pick an increment from 1 to 500 in the category, and you answer in the form of a question. You've seen Jeopardy before, right?
Oh, I have. I think I caught the tail end of this once with you guys.
Yeah. And you said you were the one that said you've never seen Jeopardy before. Right?
I've never seen the show before, no.
Blasphemy. I don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Definitely don't understand how you've never seen the show before. Anyway.
Sorry.
The chat can play along, too, of course. But if any of our contestants, Corey, Ivy, or Webb, use the chat answers, you get half the points and... The turn moves to the lowest pointed player.
I don't use the chat because I'm not a coward.
Okay.
Like other people who play this game.
If you get the answer right, you'll hear this
I
sound.
Win,
if you get the answer wrong.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What?
What is that?
Yeah. What's
is that?
That
Mario Kart?
What? Did you want to hear one more time?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Mario Kart,
is that Mario Kart?
No, Mario 64.
Do I have to do it again so you can.
Yeah, can you do one more time?
Yeah, that's Mario 64, isn't it?
I have no idea. I just downloaded
it. It's Mario 64.
It's Microsoft Windows.
Is that the first question? Was this a trick?
No, that was not the first question.
What is,
what
Mario,
is Mario
64?
There's that, so you guys can know right. That no, that's right. Not. If you get it wrong, you hear that sound, of course. The categories we have tonight are video games that got an AO rating.
Okay.
Sci-fi movies you didn't know won Oscars.
Okay.
The Madden Curse.
All right.
And Marvel / DC heroes whose parents have died.
All right. Who's Batman?
That's messed up.
Hey, it's a real thing, you know, whatever. So, you know, we got to go with it.
Okay.
Ivy, seeing that this is the very first time that you have played the game, I will allow you to go first. Pick a category in an increment of points.
Characters whose parents have died for 300.
Ooh, she's going for some big ones right off the bat.
All right.
I have to do math here because you're going to go for 300. All right. For 300... The planetary destruction not only took out her parents, but also her baby cousin's parents.
Webb.
Oh, Webb.
Who is Supergirl?
Who is Supergirl? That is correct.
I was trying to think of her actual name, but I didn't want to risk it.
Yeah. You go with the safe bet.
Go with the safe bet.
That is definitely the safest bet. All right, Webb. You are on the board with 300 points. Do you like me to,
No, let's do, let's keep going with that. We do 400 DC characters whose parents have died.
DC characters for 400. Here we go. The assassin, the Finisher, sabotaged their plane, leaving their son, an orphan, with a hot aunt. Ooh, it's a tough one now.
Corey? Who is Spider-Man?
That is correct.
Let's fucking
Corey
go,
on
let's fucking
the
go.
Board.
Hang let's on. Go.
Pause. I thought it was DC characters.
Said no, DC I said Marvel/DC, sir.
Okay, I missed Marvel.
And
okay.
Marissa Tomei, baby.
Because I almost said Spider-Man, but I was like, no, I'm it's DC. About. Okay.
Corey, right. 400 on the board. Corey?
Let's ride this train back to 200.
Oh, okay. So we're good. Let's ride it backwards to 200. All right. It's too bad battling Jack Murdock didn't see what his son grew up to be.
Corey? Who's Daredevil?
That is correct.
Let's go, fam!
200 points for Corey.
Yes!
Corey is in the lead right now with 600. Webb, you at 3. Ivy at a slow 0.
Let's take this back to 100.
All right. Joe Chill took 2 shots.
Corey? Who is Batman?
That is correct. Yes. For 100 points in the easiest category. There we go. Corey's still up. We still have, of course, everything else in
we're taking this one, riding this train all the way down to...
For 5?
Yep.
All right, let's end it out here. His mother and father were mauled by lions in a tragic safari accident. He hesitated to shoot, which cost them his life, or their life.
Corey. Who's Kraven the Hunter?
Incorrect. Sorry. I will read it one more time for the final two contestants. His mother and father were mauled by lions in a tragic safari accident. He hesitated to shoot, which cost them their lives. The music really gets you into the zone, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
He's waiting for chat is what he's doing.
No, I have my hand covering it.
Uh-huh. I'll let you know that you've got about 20 seconds left.
All right, I'm going to use chat.
All right.
They're useless. Okay. Oh, hang on. Let me check Facebook.
Okay. You got 10 seconds.
You cheater.
He's cheating.
It's part of it. No. Anybody can use it.
No, I'm sorry. Thing. Time is over.
Ivy doesn't listen to the
rules. I was looking for the green arrow. I knew that was a curveball right there
if
for
it's
you.
It's not in the TV show.
It wasn't a boat crash.
You didn't get it either.
Wasn't a boat crash.
Hey, I had a solid guess, though. That totally seems like Kraven the Hunter.
That does seem like a Kraven type of situation, but it definitely wasn't.
I didn't hear you say that the boat crashed.
No.
No.
That's, everybody, that's a TV show. Yeah, that's how it was in the TV show.
Did you ever read Green Arrow Year One?
No. I didn't know.
Is that what happened? Does it happen?
That's where they pulled what happened on the show.
Oh, well, I pulled this straight from Marvel's
Green
website.
Arrow, you're one.
Well, that's your problem. You should pull
it
from DC's website.
I mean, DC's website. Excuse me.
Fake news.
Yeah.
So if you guys hear that music, that means the show's about to end. But the fun continues after the stream if you follow us and hang out on twitch.tv. So we'll end it now, but we're going to continue this damn game because we're going to see the epic conclusion on stream. But
exactly, Nismonic.
Aaron.
What does Nismonic say? I didn't see it in chat.
He's right. Well, actually, if you go by the new 52, his parents did die in a boat crash.
Oh, so if you go by the new 52?
Which is even current.
New 52 and also Green Arrow Year 1, yeah, which came out before New 52.
That's not the
I wonder
original.
I wonder what the rebirth.
Yeah, because they're going to be wiping all of New 52 away after rebirth.
Goes back to the original or if it sticks with.
Oh, the new one, Afterbirth. That's right.
That's horrible. Thank you for watching the show, everybody, new and old. We do this twice a week. You can catch us on Wednesdays again. And thanks again to Mia Khalifa for
fucking
coming
a,
out.
Dude. I can't believe we had Mia Khalifa that, and Ivy Doom Kitty
in one room. A tornado of fun, of course, just happened to everybody.
This is the most attractiveness, superstardom we've ever had in one show.
I don't know. Episode 1, I was on it. So, there's that there.
Freaking Aaron.
You know, I'm just saying. You can follow us on all the social medias, of course, everybody. We're on the Facebook. Ivy, you want to shoot out all your socials?
Yep. All social media under Ivy Doom Kitty. Keep it short and sweet. And then also on, look me up on awesome website, ivydoomkitty.com. Check it out. And fan club is patreon.com/ivydoomkitty.
Support and love, everybody. Head over to iTunes as well and give us that 5-star rating because I believe we deserve it.
I think so. After we brought you fuckers Mia Khalifa.
It's like, what do you want?
What else?
Hey, right? Do not be abusive of art of the fans, dude. Don't call them that.
They are very, very much appreciated.
I hope they appreciate what we did for you guys.
Hands
we
down.
Did it for
nice
you. Give us money in return.
Everyone listening.
Wow.
Hit
geez.
That. Give us your bits. I want every fucking bit you have in your account. I want you to hit
Facebook
the just the tip.
Again.
I want the just the tip button.
Jeez.
Because we did that for you.
Oh my God.
It's this abuse I grew up with, so I'm just
You might want to
festering just, what my dad taught me.
We'll pull it back, Chris Brown.
Okay,
it's got really deep.
Yeah, exactly.
Really deep and awkward.
Exactly. And of course, if you're not out watching it live, you're missing a whole bunch because we're going into after hours, so we can finish up this game, of course. So for Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, Ivy Doom Kitty, and Mia Khalifa, I am Sir Aaron Carter, saying you have just been banged.